Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Carthage must be destroyed. The Rise and Fall of an Ancient Civilization by Richard Miles. Read by Grover Gardner. Prologue. The Last Days of Carthage. Carthage had been under siege for nearly 3 years when one day during the spring of 146 BC, the Roman commander, Scipio Aemilianus, ordered the final assault on the stricken city and its increasingly desperate inhabitants. Even now, with its defenses and defenders greatly weakened, Carthage still posed a daunting challenge for the Roman attackers. Situated on the Mediterranean coast of what is now Tunisia, the city was built on a peninsula made up of a series of sandstone hills. On its northeastern and southeastern peripheries, two narrow strands of land jutted out like wings, with the latter almost cutting off the sea and creating the large lagoon now known as the Lake of Tunis. The northern area of the peninsula was protected by a series of deep sandstone cliffs, whereas to the south lay a large coastal plain protected by a formidable set of walls, ditches, and ramparts. On the seaward side of the city, two magnificent harbors were shielded by a seawall. A chronic shortage of available living space within the city had meant that security had been somewhat compromised in this area. Whereas previously a gap had been carefully maintained between the wall and the nearest buildings, now houses had been constructed right up to the seawalls, allowing determined attackers the opportunity of setting fire.